Chapter 18.
Did he see us? Was he in the kitchen?
Kara whispered. I don't know, I told her. I didn't see, but he was definitely in the hall.
If he saw us,
Kara started. A gust of wind drowned out the rest of her words. The night wind felt cool and refreshing on my skin. Heavy clouds floated over the full moon, plunging us into total darkness. We were both on our knees, our backs to the kitchen. Huddled close beside Kara, I struggled to keep my balance on the narrow stone window ledge.
Let's get going, I urged.
We both turned and faced the window. Then, gripping the stone ledge with both hands, we began lowering our legs down the wall, lowering ourselves to the ground. Lower. Lower.
Hey!
I cried out when my feet didn't touch anything solid. A shaft of moonlight broke through the clouds. I looked down and opened my mouth in a hoarse scream. My feet kicked the air. My hands gripped the ledge above me. I stared down into empty space. Far below, I could see dark, jagged rocks glowing dully in the moonlight. Far below. Miles below.
We're on top of a cliff,
Kara stammered.
The castle. It's built on a cliff.
Oh, I uttered a terrified moan. The castle was built on top of a sheer rock cliff, and we were now dangling over the side. Dangling by our arms. Dangling. My arms started to ache. I could feel my hands slipping, losing their grip on the stone window ledge above me.
Kara! I gasped.